SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. As we'll do the NFL preview and picks coming up this hour. Just one or two more things, Joe, before, and then I'll give you the big open. Wizards lead the Pacers 111-89. This total was 260.5, Joe, pregame. And I think people thought maybe this would be the score, but flipped the other way. I think people thought the Pacers would be the one hammering the Wizards, but it's 111-89, and the live total is still 261.5. So,
wow.
Yeah, with 11 minutes to go in the game. So, interesting there. The Pistons are getting embarrassed again. Man, that's what a tough scene for Monty Williams. Takes the Piston job, and they're 2-22, and now he's losing by 40 again to the Sixers. Oof, that is rough.
No, tough. It's tough, Carver.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. Knicks and the Suns coming up at the top of next hour, of 10 o'clock East. -5 for the Suns right now. 230 total. We got a couple things cooking in that game as well. Islanders and Bruins. Islanders have a 1-0 lead over the Bruins at the horse track right now. So you have that working. Rangers up 3-1 on the Ducks. And this Carolina-Nashville game has been wild. I actually have it on in here, Joe. There's been like 5 goals scored in the last 2 minutes. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates for there you go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard here. We've got a lot to do this hour. The NFL Week 15 picks and preview. Of course, we've got a triple header on Saturday and then all the games on Sunday as well. Mike Carver along with the Encyclopedia of College Football. That is go! For the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Big holiday week.
Yeah.
And weekend. This is it. Get fat with the NFL. Get fat. Holiday season's here. Let's eat.
Indeed, Joe. That is something that we are going to do. We have a lot of football this weekend. No question about that. Before we get into these games, no doubt about it. Before we get into these games, and it's like we said, triple header on Saturday to kick things off. 5 of the 6 teams playing on Saturday, by the way, are 7-6. So that kind of tells you how important these games are. First thing, though, Joe, is the fallout from Thursday night. Where the Raiders embarrassed the Chargers 63-21. Just, what was it, 42-0 at the half, I think? Right? Well, yeah.
I thought the best part was zoned out.
It was 42-0 at the half, and then the Raiders got the ball to start the second half, and they threw some trick play with Jacoby Myers to Devontae Adams to start the second half and make it 49-0. Like, whoa, look out.
But I like that. I like that.
Man, if I was Pierce said at the halftime interview, we're going to keep the foot on the gas.
That's it. That is an attention getter. It's like a title fight. You have the opponent on the ropes. You knock him out. You don't make him. Wow. You don't allow him back in the fight. You punish him.
The opponent was knocked out because on Friday morning, Brandon Staley got chopped.
He got smashed.
Finished.
Shell shocked. Good for him.
Finished.
Cost me money against Denver.
Cost you money. They did cost you
money.
He did. Denver.
Cutlass.
I know he did. He's cost a lot of people money the last few years. But it was just, you could tell as the game was going, Joe, that it was the last game he was ever going to coach for the Chargers. You can't allow the guy to coach anymore after a game like that. You just can't.
Got to go out in style.
he went out in style, all right. And then, after the game, they asked him about it, he actually had the stones to say that he still thought he should be the head coach. I know he's not going to sit there and say I should be fired, but
he looked like he was going to throw up on the sidelines. He looked
he knew it was the end of the line.
I mean, he looked he looked like he was going to barf on the sidelines.
But he's another example of just because you know, not everybody's the next whiz kid. You know?
No, but Carver, we see this a lot, though. You know, he came as a defensive guru. His defense sucked. I mean, bad enough to be statistically bad. They didn't bring it each and every week. You had Bosa in that lineup for how many years, right? Derwin James. Every year, these guys are mentioned as defensive player of the year. Oh, Derwin James. Khalil Mack. Oh, game changers. I mean, just taking the paycheck and that's it. Signed, sealed, delivered. I mean, come on. Maybe they should change the unis up. The powder blue. I like the powder blue. They didn't wear them enough, to be honest with you, especially at home. They started wearing those royal navy.
Yeah, you don't like the royal blue ones. You don't like those.
Do you like them?
Not as much as the powder blues. I don't think they're awful, but they're not as good as the powder blues. Either way, Joe, and I like how everybody thinks that this is, and I get it because the nerds say how great Herbert is, how this is going to be such an attractive job when the offseason rolls around, and that this is definitely where Belichick's going to go, and this is the most attractive. Yeah. I actually saw, it might have been Gabe who tweeted this, and he made some good points, but it was... like, there really isn't a good job. It was Gabe and Donnie, too. I think both those guys were tweeting about this. Like, if you think about it, Joe, it really isn't a great job. Like, you're in your second-class citizen in your market. The Rams are always going to be first. You know, you've got ownership that's cheap. You've got, you know, the players aren't, the roster isn't as talented as everybody makes it out to be.
Well, there was Eckler there, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams. And I know Williams got hurt, but he's basically a chandelier anyway. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but still, it's...
Bosa's there. You got Bosa.
Bosa. I mean, Bosa's there.
Bosa. You got Derwin James. I mean, just look at that foundation. When's the last time the Chargers won the Super Bowl?
Tough division, too. That was the other thing. Zero home field, tough division, second fiddle to the Rams, cheap owners. You got to play Mahomes twice a year. I agree with all of that. All of it.
Yeah, but there's
just... But everybody thinks that Herbert's the golden goose, so they're just automatically...
They love Herbert. They love him. They love him. Who would you rather have, Herbert or Joey Silk?
Joey Silk.
Yeah, me too.
Who would you rather have, Herbert or Josh Allen?
Josh Allen. Blue
there
collar.
You go, Joe. All right, we'll come back and start to get into these games. Saturday triple header. We got the picks later on this hour. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah! And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right. So we start to get into the weeks with some Saturday games this week, Joe. So obviously once college football settles down a bit, you get into bowl season, the NFL tries to also take some space on Saturdays. And they will do that this week with a triple header. Let's look at a couple of these. The early game is in Cincinnati. You have the Vikings and the Bengals. Bengals -3, 40.5 is the total. The Steelers are in Indianapolis for the second game with the Colts -1.5 and 42.5 the total. And then the nightcap, Denver into Detroit against the Lions. Lions -4.5, 47.5 the total. Five of these six teams, Joe, are 7-6. Which means with this time of the year with four games to go, everybody on this Saturday needs a win badly.
Yes, so I think the games are going to be very competitive. Makes it hard to cap, I think, actually, when you break it down. But I think the one that really stands out for me is Cincinnati. You know, Jake Browning has that offense humming right now. The lack of production from Burrow to Browning is like there's not a significant drop off, so it might be more consistent in the last two games, 354 and 271. I mean, Joe Burrow struggled to put that up this year. You know, now when they had that run where they beat the 49ers, he was humming, but you know, they lost to the Texans, they struggled early on. You know, against Jacksonville, the game before that. And, you know, I like Jake Browning. Again, he's distributing the football. He's getting the football to the playmakers. Chase Higgins, Chase Brown is a great addition with Joe Mixon. And here's the other factor. Even though Jefferson's coming back and it's Nick Mullins, right? Is Jefferson 100%? And Minnesota has no rushing attack. Completely one-dimensional. So I like Cincinnati playing at home. I would lay the 4, 4.5, but I like the over. I think they sail through that number this weekend, tomorrow, or whenever it is.
I don't know about sailing. I'm not sure about that because I've said this to you a few times this week. I think the Viking D has been playing really well.
I know, but think about it. Like, look at what the Raiders did on Thursday, where they, you know, they had a terrible performance. You got to believe with Nick Mullins, they're not going to just run the football, are they? They got to get Justin Jefferson back.
I don't disagree. They need to be. They have too many good offensive weapons in the pass game to just not be throwing the football. I mean, between Jefferson, Hockenson, Addison, they just have too many guys that are good, Joe, to just completely shutter that part of the game away. So I actually think the reason why O'Connell's going to Mullins is because Mullins probably best served it, at least giving him the best shot to get it to those guys. Because all Dobbs was doing is handing it to the other team. That's pretty much all he was
doing. They've had two games now. They've scored a total of 13 points, right? 10 against Chicago and 3 against the Raiders.
Yeah, Dobbs.
You think that's all Dobbs, huh? You don't think that's any of O'Connell?
Well, look, Joe, I mean, it's not like they've never scored points before this team. They're going through a situation right now where they don't have a reliable quarterback play.
Right, but
now, what did Mullins do when he
scenario.
Came in this game?
All right,
9 for 13 for 83 yards when Mullins came in the game.
Right. So to my point, if Jake Browning takes the first drive and scores, game on, right? There goes the rushing attack. They're not going to run it. They can't run it.
They'll throw the football a little bit. They're going to be involved.
So you don't think over 40.5 is the best play in that game?
I don't know. I don't think it's the best play in the game. I like the Vikings plus the 3.
I like the Bengals.
That's where I'm going to be. I'm not getting involved in the total. No total for me there, Joe. I could see it go either way. That's for sure. I actually do think there'll be some points in the Steeler game. I know that's crazy to say. But I just think the Colts D sucks. And I think the Colts have won some games that maybe they had no business winning this year. I think it might start to catch up with them here at the end of the year as things tighten up a little bit. But I could see this being a 23-20, 27-23 type of game. I could see that.
All right.
So I like the over,
like the
and I think the Steelers will
again,
win.
I told you this on Coast to Coast all week, that I am going, in terms of these matchups, with the best, because they're so close, which
right.
team do I feel has the best quarterback? I am not sold on Trubisky. On top of costing us money with the Freiermuth, he looked like a deer in the headlights. Such a veteran. Look at the difference between the way Trubisky played against New England and the way Minshew has basically played for Indianapolis since he took over for AL. It's like night and day. I'm taking the Colts. I don't like the total there because I think a problem is that you saw George Pickens come out and say he's frustrated. Tomlin addressed it. This team might start being imploding a little bit. Like, they lose this game or things don't go right, like, all of a sudden, everybody's going to be walking around, like, all miserable?
Yeah,
I'll take the home team.
Yeah, look, it's 1.5 reasons. It's a coin flip game, believe me. It's a coin flip game.
I hear you, guru. I hear you. I know.
I'm not a guru
love
of anything.
Betting. No, but you love blind betting Tomlin in this spot.
I already said. I've told you I like the total more than the side.
Now I like the side more than I like the total.
So we're reversed on the first two games. I like the side more than the total in the Viking game. You like the opposite, and it's the opposite for us in this game.
All right, that's what makes us the yin and the yang.
Yeah. Right? Denver's in Detroit for the nightcap. I just think there'll be points here too. Indy and Detroit have been two places this year where go look at the scores of the games in those buildings this year.
I know. Lots of points. I know, but Denver doesn't want to play that way.
Yeah, but they might have to if Detroit comes out and gets a 17-0 lead.
See, now, what I like about Detroit here is the fact of, again, it's three straight road games for Denver. Right, and Detroit, when you brought it up, has not been... it's been a month. It started with that first game that they beat the Bears, right? So it started there. Then it continued on Thanksgiving and then the last 2 weeks. So I like Detroit, but I like
the
under.
I'm on the Lions.
I think I'm on the under. I think the under's to play there.
I think Detroit might smash him.
Smash him! You're going against your hero. Hey, hero.
Not my hero.
Ah, Sean Payton's your hero. Sean
Please.
Payton and
what
Russ.
What are you doing?
Can't go wrong.
Why?
They put money in Corbin's pocket.
Well, they have. But this
they're
isn't
New Year's.
Yeah, well, they're not at the dinner table. I don't know. I don't got to buy him a gift.
Cards, they get they get the baskets. Yeah, I'm shocked. You know?
I think Detroit's going to smash him. 31, I was going to say 31-21, but then it's going to go over, and that's not really smashing them.
Is this a Jimmy the Greek old school special type of play?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, like he used to put it, did I ever tell you when I met?
Well, I never, he, well, you know, that whole act was, you put the score up to let you know where we're going. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. Next segment, we'll do the picks for week 15.
Oh, jeez. I feel so good about this week.
I know. You're seeing the board clearly. You said that early in the week. See the board
so clearly. It started
on
Thursday night. I got right back on track. Right back on track.
Yeah, Josh Palmer. All right. game of the day, potentially, in the B-low on Sunday. Cowboys and the Bills. Bills -1.5, a flat 50 here, Joe. Cowboys have been playing as good as anyone, now 10-3 in the NFC East. The Bills get themselves back to 7-6 after the gutty win in Arrowhead last week. They are part of the logjam in the AFC, and honestly, Joe, they need to jump over everyone because their tiebreaker situation is less than ideal. So this was 2.5 for a good portion of the week. It's dipped down to 2, now to 1.5. The total also has trickled down a slight bit because we're going to have some weather situation here as well, Joe, coming up on Sunday. As of this moment, for Sunday in Orchard Park, you're going to get a steady rain in the afternoon, high of 51, winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, near a quarter inch of rain. Rain continues throughout the night. Wind dies down a bit, but still pretty windy. 90% chance of rain. Gonna be wet, Joe. Gonna be a little cold. Gonna be, you know, not really ideal weather for what the Cowboys do. They don't play in this a lot, Joe. You know, they're a team that plays inside of Jerry's World. They've been great in those situations. They don't play in a lot of games like this.
No, I agree, and not just the weather. They haven't stepped up on the road. San Francisco and Philly, respectively, they lost both of those games. They got smacked by San Francisco when they lost by 5, catching 3.5 to Philadelphia. That's the bottom line. That is the resume for the Dallas Cowboys. When they step up in competition on the road or on a neutral field, they have yet to respond, and that has been the knock on Dak Prescott. We know that. You know, you talk about MVP. We talk about, you know, stepping up. Yes, he has the numbers, but he's almost like Kirk Cousins in the sense of hasn't won the big game, right? So this is another opportunity to get the notch in the belt, not to take away from the win at home in Arlington, but we know they're a dominant home team. What was that, their 15th straight in Arlington in Big D? Trying to do it in Orchard Park, Dak. Try and do it with a blue-collar team that's going to try and run it right down your throat.
Yeah, look, you know, Joe, I like the way that the Bills have switched this offense over since they fired Dorsey. Brady's got him running the football a lot more with Allen, a lot more design runs, letting him do his thing. It's opened some things up for them. I think the Cowboys are missing. Who are they missing? They're missing Hankins in the middle this week, too, Joe. He's not playing
that's gonna be defense, and that
might allow the Bills to do a little bit more in the run game than
bully
usual.
Ball,
especially
a little bully ball, Carver.
Right, right. Yes, no question about that. A lot of bully ball, I'm hoping. You know, they've kind of pulled me back in, Joe, with the way they've played the last couple games.
Oh, boy.
Even the loss to Philadelphia.
They sucked you in with that Philly game. I knew it. You were hook, line, and sinker. They saw the big
Well, and here's the other reason. There's two other things that have kind of cracked me back in, and that was one, the Dolphins losing on Monday night, which kind of opened the division back up for them as well. And seeing that they've gotten through this extremely tough stretch to where now, if they can win this week, they have the Chargers and the Patriots the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, it's Boom. Things really, really are maybe starting to turn in their favor here. So
you said it.
They've sucked me back in.
All right, but here's the thing. You lose this game, you're going to have your heart ripped right out of your soul.
Well, they lose this game, then it's they absolutely have to win their last three and hope that 10-7 is enough.
No, how gutless would that be?
If how I was that gutless? You were 10-7.
Well, no. We're not talking. Look, don't tell me at the start of the year when you had the second best price behind Kansas City to win a Super Bowl.
This isn't the start of the year anymore. I'll be the first one to admit they have embarrassing losses this year. If they lost to the Cowboys on Sunday, I don't think it would be one of them, depending on how they lose it.
But what I'm saying is, look, you had your rough road. You fired the offensive coordinator. You trimmed the fat. You're running lean, right? Now, all of a sudden, you have a string of games. Josh Allen, you lose to Philly by 3, right? You win last week against Kansas City and Pat Mahomes. You've owned them. Now you get the MVP front runner and Big Bad Dak Prescott. Big Bad Dak! Can you say that 3 times? Big Bad Dak! Little C.D. Lamb trying to come into your house, Orchard Park, Bills Mafia. Smack him around. Hit him with a left. Make them beg for a right. Hit the uppercut, Larry. The uppercut.
All right.
Remember Larry Merchant? The uppercut, yeah. Larry. The uppercut.
The uppercut. The uppercut. The uppercut.
Well, am I wrong?
Look, they have lost games this year. If they finish 10-7, I'm just saying there's going to be other games they're going to point at and not this one this Sunday.
Well, the Patriot game against that gutless offense.
The Patriot game, the Bronco game. We can go on and on.
How about the Giant game with that pathetic offense?
Well, they won that game, so.
No. I understand, but you didn't cover that game. That game was
I don't care about that. Right now it's about getting in the playoffs. Not about covering.
I am. All right. So I guess as a Bill fan, you're happy with 10-7. I didn't realize.
I didn't say that. You didn't hear what I said.
I didn't know you aspire to achieve mediocrity.
Joe, you don't understand. You say to me, you're happy with 10-7. What you need to understand is, if today's date was August 30th, would I be happy with 10-7? No. But unfortunately, Joe, you have to go with the ups and the downs of the season. They played awful for 6 or 7 weeks. And now, as they sit here today at 7-6 with 4 games left to go, if they got to 10-7, look, yeah, I mean, that's a nice job by them. But I think it's going to need 11-6. I think they're going to need to win all four.
This could be a crypto banjo minnow play.
Whatever that is. How do you get to the crypto banjo minnow play? What does that one do?
The big fish in the stream. You throw in a little banjo minnow, it's guaranteed to get 100 bites. All right? I'm just saying. I don't know. This could be a banjo minnow play back in the day. You know, little Jimmy Houston.
I guess we're going to find out. I'm not even going to talk about the Raven-Jaguar game because I know you're picking it. So I can leave that one alone.
Say that again?
You're going to pick the Raven-Jaguar game.
How do you know I'm going to pick the Jaguars?
Because I know.
You think I'm... You know what? I'm going to give you a curveball now. I don't like your attitude today.
Whatever.
Let me just say. You're coming out, you're walking, I told you, you're like Teddy Roosevelt, you're walking with a, speak softly with that big stick, you're swinging it from side to side, and your top hat and your glasses, I know what you're doing.
I'm not doing any of that, I wasn't going to talk about a game you're going to pick. You're beating up on the little guy,
that's what you like doing.
You going to take the Patriots with the 8.5 against Kansas City?
Honestly, I looked
could,
at
could
it.
Be a best bet. Could be a best bet.
Carver, don't do
taking
that.
The
to
Bears,
me.
Taking the Bears in Cleveland.
Taking the Bears.
Getting all the beats from your playbook, Joe.
Oh, you're getting the beats? You have no idea what my plays are.
Tommy Cutlets in New Orleans.
Tommy Cutlets. Stroud is out this week, so you know.
Yes, they're officially doubtful. He ain't playing.
He got smashed last week.
He did. He did get smashed.
He thinks I'm taking. I got to say, I know the games you're taking. I already know the games you're taking. I
try to pick one.
Clear as day. The games that you're taking?
Yeah.
Washington, L.A.
No, I got nothing on that game.
Jets, Dolphins.
No thanks.
Carolina, Atlanta.
You're 0-3, so that's it. None of those games are on my card. At least not our card that we're going to do next when we come back. None of those games I'm picking.
No, that means we're going to be on the same side.
It's possible.
Oh, boy. All right.
It's possible.
All right.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, I got a zig and zag here. This isn't good.
I like doing this to you right before you make the pick. So now I got you thinking. I've laid out that I know what your strategy is. So now I've got you calling audibles here.
Blue Rhino! Blue Rhino!
Do the leg lifts.
Vert!
Get the leg lifts.
Vert!
Leg lifts. Get him in there. All right, we'll come back and we'll do the picks. NFL Week 15 next on The Grand Carver and Lacey with you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lacey with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Yeah. All right. It is time for the Week 15 Carver and Lacey NFL selections.
Oh,
good week for me last week. 3-1 got me to 34-20-3 on the year. Joe, 1-3 last week. 32-23-2. Not bad for the show, as Joe always likes to say. 66-43-5 combined as we head into week number 15. All right, Joe, get us going here.
All right, Carver, it was a disappointing Monday night for Green Bay, right? Jordan Love had his team in a position. They had the lead. They gave it away to Tommy Cutlets and the New York Giants. They come back home. They're 6-7 overall. They are fighting for their playoff lives. They got Big Bad Baker Mayfield. Big Bad Baker. It's going to be about 35 degrees in Lambeau. Cold. Chili, and you get the kids from Tampa Bay coming to town. TB12 ain't there, baby. It's good old Baker. And I still like that defense for Green Bay. They got Quadzilla, AJ Dillon. They're gonna run it. They're gonna throw it. The Bell Cows, Green Bay, in a bounce back spot. Boat races, and I mean boat races. Tampa Bay in Lambeau.
I don't think Quadzilla's making it. He broke his thumb. Might not be Quadzilla on the sideline for that game, Joe. Well, that's a good pick, Joe. Green Bay right out of the gate, huh? Well, might as well start things off fast and loose. Fast and loose. Tampa Bay's been one of the best teams covering in the NFL this year. We'll take a look.
Hero.
Even with that 6-7 record, they've been great at covering the number. They might not win this week in Green Bay, but I got a feeling this one's going to go right down to the wire. You bring up the weather. I mean, it's going to be like the sun's going to be out. You're acting like it's going to be a snowstorm in Lambeau this week. This is the NFL. Guys play in 35 to 45 degree weather all the time. Tampa Bay is a tough, gritty team. Baker on the road. They're blue collar. I'm kind of surprised you don't back them more than you do. I'm taking the Bucs on the road. Plus the 3.5 in Green Bay, who, from what I saw Monday night, I don't know if they can cut it down the stretch here in these last 4 weeks and get
you're
in.
Crazy.
Tampa
you're
plus
crazy.
The 3.5.
Good. I'm going to smash you. Smash you. All right. That's the way you want to roll, huh? Another bell cow. L.A. put up 31 against the Ravens. They lost. I get it. But you have a beaten down team in Washington. Sam Howell going to the West Coast. I don't care that they could throw it. This is Stafford. This is Puka Nacua. This is Kyren Williams. And, oh, by the way, a little Cooper Kupp to wet the palate. L.A. laying 6.5. They're going to run it. They're going to throw it. And that gutless head coach, Ron Rivera, is going to be Brandon Staley on Monday. Chopped. L.A. boat races. And I mean boat. 10-plus. Over the Commanders. L.A., pick number 2.
Wow, Joe going with the Rams. Blue collar here. Ram football at SoFi, huh? Washington off the bye as well. How about that? Minus the 6.5. All right, Joe, pick number 2 for me. I'm going to go to Cleveland. Bears and the Browns. Joe Flacco doesn't even know how much he's getting paid. Justin Fields been playing better, but forget about Justin Fields. It's the Bear defense that's been playing better. And you want to know what? Flacco's a statue. You're going to have all kinds of problems there. But the Brown defense is pretty good too, right, Joe? Brown D's been great all year. We're going under the 38.5 in Cleveland on Sunday. Bears and Browns under the 38.5. I think there's a chance the Bears can pull the outright upset, but I don't want to go that deep. Under 38.5 for me, it's a 13-10 ball game.
All right, you got me. I'm going out to Jacksonville, Duval County. 8:20 starts Sunday night. I know the Jags lost last week. They've been a little bit upset. They lost their mojo, and here comes big bad Lamar Jackson. They can run it. They could throw it, but guess what? They got exposed by LA last week. That's right, exposed. I think Calvin Ridley could break out. Travis Etienne on the ground in the short to intermediate passing game. Trevor Lawrence coming off, what, 3-4 picks? That doesn't matter. They're back in Duval County. They're going to make a statement in this game. They beat Baltimore last year. They're going to do it again. Plus the 3 points. Give me those points with the Jaguars. They strike the upset over Lamar. I'm not sold on the Ravens winning the number one seed overall. Jacksonville outright.
Jacksonville outright
for
Joe.
Plus the points for the show.
Obviously. Plus the three for the show coming up on Sunday Night Football. All right, Joe. I don't know why I'm doing this to myself, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to go to Foxborough. Chiefs come into town, and let's just call it like it is, Joe. They have not been playing good football. Now, I think there's a 50-50 chance. There's one of two ways that this game's going to go. Either the Chiefs are going to go in there, figure out all of their problems, and they're going to absolutely smash the Patriots like 38-3 or something like that. But I don't think that's the side that's going to happen. I think the Chiefs' problems have been lingering for a long time, and I don't think they're just going to magically disappear in 1 week. And the Patriot defense has been pretty good over the past few weeks. In fact, around the last 5 or 6 weeks, it's been pretty good. This number's 8.5 now, 9.5 earlier in the week. Yeah, and how about this? Rain developing now here as well for Foxborough on Sunday with some wind. Could be a blue-collar type of game. I'm going to take the Patriots with the 8.5 against Mahomes and the Chiefs on Sunday. Probably going to get burned, but you want to know what, Joe? We got to roll the dice once in a while around here on Carver and Lisi. New England, Joe, plus the 8.5 against Kansas City.
That was going to make my card. I'm so happy I switched against it. What are you running, the 900 number? There's two ways this could go. Kansas City covers or the Patriots cover? You got both sides. What are you putting out, both sides on the 900 line? I'm going the other way. All right, I like that pick. I like that pick, but I'm not playing it for the show, okay? I'll tell you what I do like. All right, Hero, you know what I like? Tell me what I like. You know me. What do I like?
The over in the Cincinnati-Minnesota game.
No. I like to eat, and I like to make money. And I like guys that play for me, right? Guys that put money in my pocket.
Sure.
Right? Okay. Well, I'm going down to Bayou, all right? And there's one thing I know. Dennis Allen sucks, okay? He sucks as a head coach. And I don't care that they beat Carolina and that this team all of a sudden is putting up points. Here's what I care about. I got a good coach in Brian Daboll. I got an Italian stallion that has an identity. This team has an identity with Tommy Cutlets, okay? They're running it. They're throwing it. The kid's a winner. You know why? Because he's Italian. That's why. And you know what? Peyton Manning, you went after his agent? Come after me, tough guy. Come after me. Let me see you say that. All right, Frank Perdue, I'll say it again. You look like Frank Perdue. Tommy Cutlets outright over New Orleans because New York is more complete than the Saints. They get the outright win, plus the 5.5.
Wow. Impassioned there for Joe, for Tommy Cutlets and the agent and the family and the Italian dinners on Sundays, the gravy, not sauce. It's all happening. Final pick for me, Joe. I've been riding them here. Covered for me the last 3 weeks. Three of the last 4 weeks. They had a bye in there as well. It's the game of the week. Bills at home against the Cowboys. I'm going to keep riding the train. Bills minus 1.5 at home. I think they find a way here. Somehow, some way. Could be getting up early like last week and having to hang on for dear life, or maybe they have a little come from behind Josh Allen magic at home against the Cowboys. But I'm taking the Bills, Joe, to win this game on Sunday and to set themselves up here for a big stretch final three games where they can catch the Dolphins in the AFC East. Bills minus 1.5, the final selection for me. All right, Joe, week 15, one more time around. I got Tampa plus the 3.5, Cleveland and Chicago under 38.5, New England plus the 8.5, and Buffalo minus 1.5, Joe.
All right, I got Green Bay minus the 3.5, Giants plus the 5.5. I have L.A. minus the 6.5, that's the Rams. And I have Jacksonville plus the 3 in Duval County.
How about that? There you go, the Carver and Lisi week 15 NFL.
Did you like that?
Selections. Good job,
you
Joe.
Like that? Passionate.
Yes.
Coming
passionate.
After his agent like that. Come after me. I'm a man. Don't go after Sean Stellato.
You're on the phone.
Come after me. I'm 50 years old.
Let me try to quickly squeeze in a couple that neither of us picked. It's going to be a mess in this Carolina Falcon game, too. I want no part of it. The total's down to 33.5. Thanks, but no thanks for me in that game, Joe.
Should we take the under?
Probably. I mean, I think that would probably be the only play that I would even remotely.
So now, here's the thing. If Tampa Bay loses, because they have first, right?
Well, they're all 6-7,
Atlanta
and seven,
loses,
yeah.
They're still in first, and the Saints would have an opportunity. But they would have to beat Tom.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're all 6-7, so it's going to be a mess down to the last game in that play.
What about the Miami game? We didn't talk about
that. Yeah, we didn't do that. 9.5 now. I mean, if it sounds like Tyreek's going to try. He didn't practice all week. He's listed as questionable. Their offense is a lot different without him, but, you know.
Bad weather there, too.
9.5, flat 37. I don't know, Joe. Why isn't it low? I'm not sure here.
Why? You
Jets coming off a good performance. I actually do like the over. Miami will score. Miami will score points, whether Tyreek plays or not. They're going to get in the 20s at least.
All right, so then let's take it.
Let's take the over, Joe.
All right, let's go.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Joe, like we said earlier, looks like, Stroud ain't going to play. Davis Mills is going to have to try to get the Texans their eighth win in Tennessee against the Titans. They're getting 3.5. 36.5 is the total.
It's a tough game.
I'll tell you this. I don't want to lay 3.5 with Tennessee, but I feel like they're going to win the game.
Well, they have a little Joe Moe on their side after the victory over the Fish, right?
Yeah.
Although, is Vrabel checked out, like now that he's got his maybe the New England job or?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think he gets checked out. That guy's pretty intense.
You think he's intense, huh? You think he's like more blue collar? That's the type of guy that gets your money, huh?
Yeah. Not this week. You didn't tell me who you liked in that Bear Brown game.
I like the Bears.
Yeah, you would.
Why? I don't like Flacco. That's why.
It's your team. I think Flacco's going to have a tough time with that defense. They've played well. You don't like 12.5 with the Niners?
No, they have three guys out. Eric Armstead's out and a couple other guys. Divisional games.
On the road.
But they didn't cover against Seattle. It's so tough. I lean to the points, but I can't bet that game. Cannot bet that game.
We will. Monday night we have the Eagles and the Seahawks in
love
Seattle.
The Eagles. I think they absolutely
love the Eagles. He says.
I think they crush them.
Crush them.
Yeah, crush 10+.
Wow. All right, Joe. Let's cash some tickets this weekend. I will see you on Monday. Great job by you as always. Great job by Matthias Burbell. He's got the fight nights. He's got a big fight event coming up on Saturday night. Let's go. Cash some tickets with him as well. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.